Hello, doctors. I'm your host, Chip Fitchner, co-founder of Large Practice Sales, and you're listening to Practice Partnership, Monetizing Your Dental Practice. Welcome to today's episode of Practice Partnership. Today, we're going to talk about the impact of invisible DSOs and the opportunities for specialists. If you're a specialist, your opportunities for partnership with an invisible DSO have grown dramatically over the last 7 years. And today we're going to talk about what those specific opportunities might be for your specialty. Invisible DSO partnership means different things to different doctors and brings different values to different doctors. Certainly getting millions of dollars in cash up front at low long-term capital gains tax rates is valuable. But I think probably the number two benefit that doctors perceive in an IDSO partnership is the fact that they get more time. They're going to be offloading a lot of the administrative minutiae associated with running a practice, including banking, payroll, benefits, benefits administration, compliance, credentialing, tax, legal, IT support, and vendor and payer negotiations. So when doctors can take all of those responsibilities off their back and focus on patient care, leading their teams and practice growth, they find that they have more time for their families, and they find that very fulfilling because many of these doctors did not get into dentistry to deal with administrative minutiae. Certainly, they continue to lead their practices and make the hiring decisions and the firing decisions and the when will we be open and when will we take vacations. But with an invisible DSO partnership, their new partner is going to help them in many ways. And those benefits will extend to recruiting. And I think one of the key things that's changing today is adoption of new technology. So there are a lot of benefits of an invisible DSO partnership besides the cash up front. There's an interesting trend in doctors joining invisible DSO partnerships because they want to be able to access the latest technologies. I think ultimately many doctors will come to realize that using artificial intelligence, for example, in their diagnostic processes is going to be a game changer. It's going to become the standard of care. And with all of the new technologies coming at doctors every year, it really helps to have a partner that can help you adopt those, implement them correctly, and ultimately it's going to provide better patient care and differentiate their practice from the other practices in their community, which have remained independent and have been unable to make those technology adoptions. Growth is one of the key elements that all of the invisible DSOs want to achieve. Certainly, they would like to achieve it through more efficiently run practices where the doctor is focusing on care and the invisible DSO is focusing on administrative minutiae. But more importantly, all of these groups are going to examine growth opportunities within the doctor's community. And those growth opportunities may be acquiring competing practices that the doctor might fold into his own or have as standalone practices under his management. Other groups pursue the de novo or new start activity. But in general, all of the invisible DSOs want to help the doctor achieve growth, not only within their existing practice, but if they are interested in building or acquiring, they're going to want to help with that. And they have a lot of different levers that they can pull to achieve growth. One of the most significant ones that's happening today is the larger invisible DSOs have been able to leverage the payers to get higher reimbursement rates. So as an example, we have a client in a mid-Atlantic state who's doing about $4 million in collections. This is a GP practice, which is about 100% insurance-based. And in this particular group, their new partner is getting reimbursed by the same payers at a 20% higher rate. So you take a $4 million practice and increase the reimbursement rates by 20%, you have an $800,000 increase in collections with zero growth, and that $800,000 falls to the bottom line. So it can be significant utilizing your IDSO partner's resources for growth internally and externally. We've had massive growth in the specialists becoming partners with invisible DSOs. Just in the last 7 years, there have been 50 specialty-focused invisible DSOs created. There are 14 now for ortho only. There are 17 for oral surgery only. There are multiple dental trifecta groups, which are eager for pedo, ortho, and oral surgery in the same communities. The good news is when you have multiple groups with new, fresh capital eagerly bidding on quality practices, the values go up. And so our entire strategy to achieve the highest value with the best deal structure for our clients is to have multiple bidders. And they need to be multiple qualified bidders because not all of the invisible DSOs are qualified to be partners with our clients. There are many of them which may or may not make it. And so it's important that doctors choose wisely. But the great news is any specialist doctor today has far more options today than they had even 3 years ago. And that's driven up values and options for doctors. Technology is changing rapidly, and not just the physical technology, but certainly the software. Doctors can utilize their invisible DSO partnership to explore the new technologies that are available in their specialty and actually talk to partner doctors that have tried them. So a doctor who partners with an invisible DSO is going to be able to access the experiences of dozens or hundreds of other doctors in their specialty that have probably tried just about everything you're considering. And so you access this wealth of knowledge that helps you choose the technologies or softwares which may be most effective for your practice because other doctors within the invisible DSO have already tried it. You know, one of the great things about an invisible DSO is they look at any partnership as being a lifetime partnership. They are eager that any specialist that they partner with will remain potentially forever. Now, certainly, we're not going to allow our clients to sign employment agreements that are longer than 5 years because we think there's the opportunity for doctors to renegotiate their compensation structures. But ultimately, an invisible DSO partnership will be something that the doctor will choose for the balance of their career. And it's important to understand that the invisible DSOs want you to stay for the balance of your career, even if it's in a part-time capacity. You're the leader of that practice. You're the owner who has built it. They want you to stick around forever. There are over 1,000 invisible DSOs in the U.S. today, and we consider less than 100 of that 1,000 to be qualified bidders for our practices. We keep something that we call the blacklist, and the blacklist is a list that changes every week, and it is the invisible DSOs that we will not allow to bid on our clients. Now, the way an invisible DSO gets on the blacklist is a very complex, non-formulated process, which may include management changes. It may include changes in their balance sheet. It may include the fact that an invisible DSO has started acquiring lesser quality practices, which is an indication that they may not achieve the great equity returns that are possible with the great invisible DSOs. Some of the lower quality groups today are proposing deal structures which have elements which do not provide the doctor with any equity upside. They may use words like preferred equity, et cetera, but that preferred equity, unless it's structured correctly, may not provide any equity upside for the doctors. So these are complex transactions. This is your life's work. It pays to fully understand exactly what you're getting into and with who you are getting into it. Consumers today are looking for faster, immediate solutions. The specialist who is scheduling their new patients out 3 weeks, 4 weeks, 6 weeks, 8 weeks is not going to be the fastest growing specialist in town. The growth of the iPhone has certainly changed dental practice. If you don't have the ability to book an appointment on your phone, you may have a problem. So keeping up with today's technologies to help the consumers choose you versus the other specialists in your community is an important element of growth and maintenance of your margins. We've done multiple transactions out of our $1 billion of transactions in the last 24 months. About half of those were for specialists. And part of what has been driving the oral surgeons in particular is their inability to recruit. And when you choose the right Invisible DSO partner who has picked up over 100 of the graduates last year, they have the ability to provide you with new doctors, which is important for any oral surgery practice which is trying to grow. And that's not necessarily to replace existing doctors, although that happens, but it's also to support the growth of the practice. So the recruiting resources, not just in oral surgery, but across all specialties, are of critical value to any specialist considering an Invisible DSO partnership. One of the fastest growing categories of Invisible DSOs today are the Invisible DSOs, which are focusing on practices that have a heavy concentration on implant and All-on-X cases. 2 years ago, there were really no implant-only focused or All-on-X focused Invisible DSOs. Today, there are at least 10 across the country. Some of these are interested in oral surgery-based practices, which are doing implants and All-on-X. And others are interested in non-oral surgery-based practices that are doing All-on-X or implants. And that's a rapidly growing category. The values are very high and the bidders are of very high quality and have fresh capital. So if you're a specialist who is focusing on implants or All-on-X, unique timing for you. One of the other interesting things is the rate of consolidation in orthodontics. If you listen to your friends at the American Dental Association, their report that came out in May indicates that the most consolidated practice type in the U.S. are orthodontists. They estimate that 18% of all orthodontists have either partnered with an Invisible DSO, sold to a DSO, or are now working for one of the two. And that compares to about 13% for GPs. So consolidation in ortho has been going on for a long time, and it is accelerating. And fortunately, the values in ortho continue to set records. One of our highest value transactions as a multiple of EBITDA in 2023 was for a large ortho practice on the East Coast. And we have completed well over $300 million of transactions for ortho practices in the last 30 months. It is a rapidly consolidating sector, and many orthodontic practices are exceptionally profitable. One of the interesting things that we've seen happening over the last 18 months is that the oral surgery practices, of which there are now 17 oral surgery-only Invisible DSOs eagerly competing against each other to partner with great oral surgery practices nationally, some of those, because of their lack of targets, let's call it, have decided to add perio, and in some cases, they've added perio and endo. So that is growing the consolidation of all three of those specialties. And of course, we can't forget the dental trifectas. The dental trifectas are the specialty groups that are focused only on pedo, ortho, and oral surgery within the same community. And when they're able to do that, we've been able to get exceptional values for all three practice types. The dental trifectas have been proven to be the most valuable Invisible DSOs on an exit. One of the biggest dental trifecta groups monetized in September of 22 at a valuation of over 20 times EBITDA. And in late 2023, another dental trifecta group monetized their investment by partnering with the world's largest investor, who 13 months previously had acquired one of the largest oral surgery Invisible DSOs. And these all presented opportunities for our doctors to monetize all or part of their retained equity, and many of them made 2, 3, and 4 times their money on that equity in a very short period of time. For doctors interested in learning more about the dental trifectas, pedos, orthos, oral surgeons, take a look at our previous episodes where we go into that in more detail. Yeah, for specialists, as is true for really all dental practice types, one of the number one metrics to create the highest values for a practice is the growth rate. Now, growth is registered or measured not only in top line revenue or collections growth, but it's also measured in EBITDA growth. Believe it or not, some practices that have grown have been able to increase their EBITDA or profit margin as a percentage of their overall collections. So practices today, which are growing 23 over 22 and will grow 24 over 23, are the practices which are attracting the highest volume of bidders and will ultimately achieve the highest values. When choosing an invisible DSO partner, whether you're a specialist or a GP, it's absolutely imperative that you understand the financial support behind that invisible DSO. As this category has grown and has billions of dollars of profits have been made by both doctors and investors, the consolidation of dental practices has attracted a significant amount of capital. The key to that capital is understanding what that capital's track record is. Have they done invisible DSO creation before? Have they done healthcare consolidation before? Growing a large group of national gyms is not the same as growing an invisible DSO profitably and with an ultimate high value equity. So it's critical that doctors understand who their potential partner is. There are many new groups with lots of capital entering this space who will not be successful because they do not understand the nuances of building an invisible DSO with happy doctors. Doctors, thank you for joining me today. Please be sure and tune in for our next episode where we talk about why so many doctors in their 30s and 40s are joining invisible DSOs today. It's an important trend that doctors of all ages need to understand, because if you're old like me, it may limit your opportunities. So tune in for our next episode, and thank you for listening today.